natural, and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com, free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, cloud cover begins to increase. By morning, a freeze warning in effect, low 30. Tomorrow, some sun back after a frosty start to your day, low 60s. By Friday, some sun and warmer, the high near 70. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Wildcat Wednesday. Greg Horn and Action Jackson Reams here with you on a nice Wednesday here in Central Kentucky, 47 degrees, sunny. Spring is here, I think, officially on the calendar now, but still not quite warm yet. But we got a great show lined up for you today. As always, Wildcat Wednesday is brought to you by BurgerFi. And BurgerFi, located across from the Fayette Mall movie theater, also going to be opening a new location down on campus on Euclid, right near Memorial Coliseum, probably in early to mid-April. So we'll keep you posted on that. But right now, if you go to 1250 Sports Talk's web or our Facebook page, 1250 Sports Talk Facebook page, we want to know, who do you think is going to win the UCLA-Kentucky game on Friday night? We want to know your score prediction. Who's going to be the leading scorer, and how many points they're going to score, just because we need, in case there's tiebreaker, we need to have some extra information there. So the leading score and points. But go to 1250 Sports Talk, our Facebook page, and you will be able to put your score prediction in there. And the winner's going to get a $25 gift card to BurgerFi. Join us in our second segment today will be Kevin Grevey. Kevin was a former UK All-American back in the 70s, 10-year NBA veteran. He's currently a college basketball analyst for Westwood One Radio. And so we're going to be talking to him about his thoughts on this year's NCAA basketball tournament, and also maybe about the NBA draft, since he is also the director of scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers. And Action Jackson Reams, it sounds like, man, the NCAA tournament, I know you and I have been watching closely, but ratings up 34% from last year, which comes down to about almost 2 million people more watching this year than last year. This has been a big tournament.
It has been a big tournament. I think it has a lot to do with how they've seeded teams, specifically meaning just that, you know, on Sunday of last weekend, you had like Carolina, Kentucky, Duke, all of the big blue bloods, Kansas, were playing on the same day. I think that helped their TV viewership a lot. But also, I mean, yes, the first round didn't have a ton of upsets, but since then, I mean, the second round had plenty of upsets, and I think that we're set up for a pretty good second weekend here this coming weekend. I was surprised to hear that 34% more people are watching, just because it already is so highly watched each and every season. But I think that's good news that, you know, this is a tournament that's been paid attention to a lot more by the national public, and just seems to be because of matchups and things like that that they've had so far.
Well, I think one of the things that's great is that you got CBS, TBS, TNT, and whatever True TV is. I mean, you can see all the games. I mean, if you're a professional remote control user like I am, man, you can watch lots of games.
That has always been a very impressive thing to me, and important as well. I mean, you always want to be able to tune to the closest game. And in the past, maybe you had to wait. Now, that's not new to this season, all of those different TV channels holding those games. But these past few years, with them having that, you can just go to whatever the closest game is at the time. You don't have to watch the blowouts, and you don't have to rely on the CBS networks to, you know, switch you to one game or the other. You can just go as you please, and like you said, you got to be a professional remote control guy to do that, but very many people out there getting plenty of experience doing that with the way that they've set up these NCAA tournaments.
Yeah, I tell you, my mom is really good working the remote control. She's amazing texting me about updates of games and things. And obviously, I know you and I are professionals, but I want to give the ladies a shout out as they're pretty good with it. And other news that's gone on today besides that is that the UK football and men's basketball coach, I know they're not paid very much, but they each got two-year contract extensions, and I'm so glad to hear that, Jackson Reams, because I was really worried if they were going to be able to make their house payments.
Well, I know that you're plenty exaggerant about how much those guys make, and they do make plenty of money, but they're also very successful. So it's been important for Kentucky to hold on to these guys, and they show that today by having a joint announcement that both John Calipari and Mark Stoops have agreed to two extra years on their contracts. It takes John Calipari through March 30th of 2024, and now Mark Stoops has signed on through June 30th of 2022, which, like you said, is about 6 years out. So quite a big extension there for Mark Stoops after finally getting Kentucky to a bowl game this past season. Calipari doesn't actually receive a raise this coming year. After this season, he's set to make $7.75 million, and then he'll make $8 million for each of the rest of his years on his deals. But Mark Stoops does get an extension and a raise with that extension. He is set to make $3.5 million for 2017-2018, and each successive season after that, he will make $250,000 extra, plus all of the incentives. Kentucky definitely going and spending plenty of money on the guys who are helping have their two biggest sports, as far as money goes, be successful out there.
Well, Cal, I mean, you know, he's won a national championship, taking us, I believe, to three Final Fours, and, you know, I think he's worth every cent of it. I do think it's kind of unique that if he's fired, that we have to pay him $5 million per year remaining on the contract. I'm like, how does that work? If you weren't doing your job well enough, we're going to pay you $5 million a year because of that. So I guess that's because they're using incentive to keep him from going to another job?
Well, I would just say it's a very easy answer when it comes to John Calipari. He is so outspoken about firing coaches, firing them midseason, not giving them long enough time to really get the job done. I think simply he is just so against the way that schools have interacted with other head coaches that he's going to say, if you're going to fire me, you're going to pay for it. And I think it probably had to do straight with him. I'm sure that came right from the horse's mouth. You know, I want to make as much money as possible. If they're going to fire me, they're going to regret it. And paying him $5 million per season left on that deal would definitely be one way to regret making that decision.
Well, obviously, he does a great job, and I expect him to, but I just still am. You make a great point, but I still just can't imagine that, you know, that they're going to have to pay him $5 million per year. For some reason, he just loses the Midas touch, because we're not talking 3 or 4 years here. We're talking the 2024, baby.
And a lot of people aren't expecting him to be here a whole lot longer after Brad graduates anyways, which would be, what, 2021, somewhere in there, 2022. And so it'll be interesting to see if he leaves. I don't think he owes the university anything. Now, on Mark Stoops' deal, they have added in a buyout, and previously there was not a buyout on Mark Stoops' deal. He will owe the university $1 million if he were to leave for any reason, and most likely that would be to take another job. But he also has plenty of new extension opportunities on the deal. Automatic extension opportunities, incentives was the word I was looking for. But this is an interesting thing that they have included in that really caught my eye. If the team wins between 7 and 9 games in a season, the deal automatically extends by 1 year. If they win 10 games or more in a season, then the deal automatically extends for 2 years. So as Mark Stoops continues through his career here at Kentucky, his job's contract could just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, with each season adding on another $250,000 on top of whatever he was making the season before. A very interesting way, I guess, to keep him wanting to stay around here at Kentucky.
I think that part's absolutely ridiculous about the 7 to 9 games. If it's maybe 9, I'll give you that, but I mean, you're supposed to win 7 games, you know? I mean, 6 is to be bowl eligible, but I just do not get that either. That part there is, to me, just, I don't know how to say, I just think it's ridiculous. I don't know. Obviously, you can go look at a lot of the coaches' contracts and see if that's in there, but to me, that is doing your J-O-B. If you won 9 games in a season or more, I'll give him that one, but not 7. Come on.
Again, I think it has to do with just specifically what Mitch Barnhart is thinking. On that one, I would assume you've got to make Kentucky a desirable job to stay at. You know, there's not a whole lot of reason for a guy who's going to be super successful to turn down other jobs. And I think that would be one reason that Mark Stoops might say, hey, maybe it would be better for me to stay on with Kentucky than to go to a struggling program that has a lot of history. And maybe that would be one way for it to stay there, is just by giving him a lot of chance to make a lot of money. You know, $100,000 if he makes the SEC title game, $200,000 if they win that title game, plenty of incentives for other bowl games. I mean, I think they're just trying to make this look as good as they possibly can in Mark Stoops' head to try to keep him on in the future if he were to continue to be successful at the rate he has been so far.
Well, points all well said. I love Cals. There's no incentives. Hey, just pay me a flat salary. You pay me to do a job well, and I'm going to do it. So, obviously, Cal gets a lot more money, but he's had a lot more success, too. But that is the world we live in, and that's why coaches have a very short leash. Well, that's going to be a wrap for this first segment, but stay with us. Our Wildcat Wednesday guest is going to be former UK All-American Kevin Grevy, next on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the 6 steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859
850-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today. Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? Asbury is also one of only two private colleges in the state of Kentucky with a nationally accredited music program. And Asbury also has more than 150 student organizations to choose from. If you're interested in participating in college instead of being lost in the crowd, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com, free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, cloud cover begins to increase. By morning, a freeze warning in effect, low 30. Tomorrow, some sun back after a frosty start to your day, low 60s. By Friday, some sun and warmer, the high near 70. There's your forecast from the WeatherBug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jacks Marines with you on Wildcat Wednesday, brought to you by BurgerFi. BurgerFi located across from the Fayette Mall movie theaters. Go check them out. Not a freezer on the premises. Everything made fresh. Phenomenal hamburgers, great fries, and onion rings. So go check out BurgerFi and tell them we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. We also have a little contest going if you go to our Facebook page, 1250 Sports Talk. And we want to know what your prediction is going to be of the UK-UCLA basketball game on Friday night. We need your score prediction and who's going to win. Then, just in case we have a tiebreaker, we need to know who the leading scorer is you think will be for the UK, for Kentucky, and how many points we're going to score. So make sure you get in on that. The winner of our contest will be a $25 gift card to BurgerFi. So you can go crush some burgers, fries. They've got phenomenal milkshakes, lots of TVs, great place to watch NCAA tournament action. And so make sure you think about that. If you're over in the Fayette Mall area and don't want to miss any of the games, you can go and catch any of the March Madness action at BurgerFi. Also, a second location coming down on campus by Memorial Coliseum on Euclid, probably in mid-April. Well, Jackson, Jackson's trying to get a hold of Kevin Grevy right now as we speak, but Kentucky's got that late game on Friday night. It's about a 9:50 game. Before that, you'll wind up having North Carolina and Butler playing in that early game, so you got three of the Blue Bloods playing in Memphis. And so tickets there are really, really high. We saw Rick Bozich saw two online for $1,200 for Friday for some mid-court seats, about 16 rows up. And so not a cheap ticket at all. I think there were some you could get in the upper arena for only about $150, but that was a couple days ago. So they've probably gone up even more right now. So, but looking forward to seeing both those games. Right now, UCLA is a one-point favorite over Kentucky. North Carolina is a 7-point favorite over the Butler Bulldogs. Then you've got Baylor also playing on Friday night up in New York with against South Carolina, who's probably the quote Cinderella team, even though it's a Power Five team, with their upset over Duke, where they just dominated Duke in the second half of the game. Baylor, a 3.5-point favorite. Then the other SEC team, Florida, also playing on Friday night, is they will be playing Wisconsin, as Wisconsin shocked the world also and beat Villanova. So if you had tickets for that region up in the East, you're probably a little disappointed, Action Jackson Marines, because you thought you're probably going to get to see Duke and Villanova.
I would say people who are going to see that game, or those games, are disappointed. I would say Madison Square Garden is extremely disappointed. They would have had a lot of money pumping in if Villanova and Duke were both in that region, especially if those two teams were to have meet on Sunday, I guess, would be probably when that game would be in the Elite Eight. They would have had tons of money coming through there, but that is the nature of the beast with the NCAA tournament. You're just never for sure of who is going to be in these later games.
Well, the Thursday night, it kicks off. I'm ready. I kind of wish Kentucky played Thursday. I'm ready to get this thing rolling. But Michigan will kick off. Obviously, they're a big surprise winner over the Louisville Cardinals, and they're going to be playing Oregon. And that'll be the first game Thursday night, 7:09 p.m. Then tipping off a little bit after that at 7:39 p.m., number one seed Gonzaga versus West Virginia. And in my bracket, Jackson Reams, even though it's terrible, I predicted West Virginia to beat Gonzaga.
I think some people definitely were looking for any game they could to choose for Gonzaga to get beaten, and I'm sure that was a very popular pick for them to possibly lose. It does seem like when West Virginia doesn't lose in the first round, they seem to go on to the later weekends for sure. And so that's something to keep an eye on, is how far West Virginia can make it. I think the best storyline for me, I know I'm going to move ahead to that South Regional where Kentucky is. I think the best storyline that probably is the least being talked about is the connections with Kentucky and the city of Memphis. You have John Calipari, of course, having left there on a very sour note. Seems like their fans still hate him for leaving Memphis to come to UK. And then now their current head coach being Tubby Smith, who won a championship with Kentucky. So I guess the region will not be new to Kentucky, but I don't think that they'll be received very well, especially because of all of the hatred towards John Calipari from his decision to leave Memphis to come to UK just 8 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, to me, it just reminds me when Rick Pitino left Kentucky. I mean, people were just really hot, but then got, you know, he was gone, I think, 4 or 5 years. Then he came back into college basketball. It came just down the road in Louisville. That reignited that wound, opened that wound again. And, of course, it still carries on to this day. So the thing will be interesting for this is not a Memphis home game. It's obviously on their home court, the FedEx Forum, I believe it's called. But I wonder how many people from Memphis actually have tickets. And because obviously UCLA, Kentucky's going to bring a ton of fans, and North Carolina, I think, will travel well too. Memphis not that far from North Carolina, so Butler, you know, probably a decent following too. So I just wonder how many actual Memphis haters will be in the arena.
Well, they may be trying to go out and buy some UCLA shirts, and then if UCLA were to lose, maybe try to get some North Carolina gear. But from what it sounds, I mean, people are still very upset with him about him leaving. I guess probably a lot having to do with the fact that right after he left, their program was put on probation. So there are definitely still plenty of old wounds there. The one difference between the whole Calipari thing and the Rick Pitino thing is Pitino left to go to the NBA and then came back and went to an in-state school, the biggest rival of Kentucky in Louisville. John Calipari took a better job with a storied program at Kentucky that's not even a rival of Memphis, and so I'm not sure I understand the hatred nearly as much as I get it with Kentucky fans and Rick Pitino.
Great point. I mean, how can you blame a guy from going to one of the top programs, if not the top program in college basketball, and he'll put Memphis back on the map, and so I don't quite get that either, other than just that, you know, they've just not had as much success since he left. I was hoping Tubby Smith would do a good job this year, and unfortunately he couldn't even get the Memphis
Tigers.
The yes. Tigers couldn't even get him in a bit into the NCAA tournament. I don't think they got one to the NIT either.
I don't believe they were in the NIT, so they definitely had their issues this year. But Josh Pastner, their former coach, has done pretty good things over there at Georgia Tech. In fact, I believe that they went on the road. Yeah, they went on the road and defeated Ole Miss last night in a quarterfinal of the NIT, 74-66. So Georgia Tech is now in the semifinals of the NIT, and Memphis is sitting at home, not even with an NIT or an NCAA bid. and they pushed Josh Pastner out. So it just kind of shows, you know, high expectations there in Memphis, and I'm not sure that they're rightfully so, but that's neither here nor there. I guess the program is what it is, and the fan base is going to assume what they're going to assume. Now, while I was trying to get on the phone, did you have a line for UK-UCLA?
Yes, UCLA favored by one.
I think I've seen a lot of experts, a ton of people really on that UCLA bandwagon, and I personally like that. You know, there's not often Kentucky can come into a game as an underdog, and I believe wholeheartedly that they are coming into the game against UCLA as underdogs. They already lost to them once. A lot of the experts out there are picking UCLA to upset, quote-unquote, based on seeding, Kentucky. And so I think that's something to keep an eye on, too, is can Kentucky really use that to fuel them? Some of their fuel, that LeVar Ball quote about Kentucky being a tune-up, apparently never happened. Apparently LeVar Ball never said that. That was something that had gotten out on Twitter. But I'm sure he'll stick his foot in his mouth over the next couple of days and say something stupid about Kentucky and give them even more poster board material.
There's no doubt about it. He loves the media attention. I did see where he was quoted as saying that, you know, his son definitely was a better point guard than De'Aaron Fox, but you got to expect him to say that at the same time. It just might have been wise not to say that before the game. He said, yeah, I know De'Aaron Fox scored more points than my son did in the first matchup, but at the end of the day, my son's team got the W, and he said, I don't care if De'Aaron Fox scores more points this game, too. My son may only have 2 points, but if he hits the game winner and they win, he's still a better player. And if I'm an NBA team, I'm looking for a guard that's bigger. De'Aaron Fox is kind of small, so I got a feeling De'Aaron Fox is going to come out bawling Friday night.
I hope so. De'Aaron Fox has been very aggressive. He's been talking about how important it is for him to get to the rim, and I think he'll continue to do that on Friday.
All right, well, I just got a text from Kevin Greavy, so we're going to get with him. We'll be back here. We'll take a short break. We'll be back with Kevin Greavy next on Sports Talk. Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With 3 convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has 2 locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Roj Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. It's Wildcat Wednesday, brought to you by BurgerFi. Joining us on the phone line now is our Wildcat Wednesday guest, Kevin Greavy, the former UK All-American, 10-year NBA veteran, and
college basketball analyst for Westwood One Radio. And Kevin, I guess the first question is your bracket as busted as mine is?
Yes, I think we can all say that. But I do have one team that I hope goes all the way, and of course my heart's with Kentucky. I'll be down in Memphis at the regional. I leave Friday, and boy, that's setting up to be the glamour region of the NCAA tournament, hasn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it. Definitely want to get your thoughts on Kentucky, but I did want to get to the East region just for a moment because I talked to you earlier this year. We've had you on before, and I think you've seen Villanova play in person, I know, at least once or numerous times possibly. And were you as surprised as a lot of us were that they took the W over the weekend?
Yes, I saw Villanova a couple times. In fact, I saw them play against Butler both times when Villanova went down. So that's a surprise, the defending champion. They had everybody pretty much back from last year except their point guard. And I just thought that they had the makings of a championship team, great defense, could really shoot the ball. Jay Wright's a terrific coach, so that's one of the big surprises, I think. They're the only number one team to go down, and they're the ones that I thought would have a great chance of repeating.
Well, the SEC is, obviously football, always known well for that, but basketball's kind of been taking a beating the last few years. But I thought this opening weekend in the tournament, the SEC had a strong showing. Your thoughts?
Well, they certainly did. I was at the SEC tournament, and you could see how tough Arkansas was. Of course, they're the one that went down, though, to North Carolina and gave them a heck of a game. South Carolina, surprised, but we all knew that Frank Martin really preaches defense, and that defense is what put him over the top against Duke. And it helped, of course, being in Greenville, South Carolina, where they had most of the fans and the North Carolina fans actually rooting against Duke. So I'm sure it felt like a road game for Duke against South Carolina. I'm really happy to see Florida advance. White has been an unbelievable coach. What a great hire that was, filling on the heels of Billy Donovan. He has really turned that program around. To see Kentucky do what they do year in and year out, it really helps to have those teams from the SEC improve. And I think they have some of the best coaches in any conference in the country. It's just taken time to build it, and boy, have they shown well here in the tournament. I think that conference, the SEC and the Big Ten, are the two surprise conferences here so far in the Sweet 16.
Just tuned in, we're talking with Kevin Grivey, former UK All-American, 10-year NBA veteran, now a college basketball analyst for Westwood One. Kevin, obviously, got the big matchup, your alma mater, Kentucky, UCLA. You used to battle with the Bruins, so this rivalry goes back a long time. They played earlier in December, but I think this is a totally different Kentucky team than when it was in December. Your thoughts?
I agree with that, no question about it. Bam is now becoming a force inside. We saw bits and pieces of that during the year, but since the end of the season, the SEC tournament, he's rebounding so well. He's protecting the rim, starting to make his free throws, except for the last game he missed a few, but they look good. And, we sort of relied on Monk, didn't we, most of the year to bail us out of games. Well, it's actually he that hasn't been hitting the shots as regularly, but how about the defense Monk's been playing? And Fox, Fox, what a point guard he is. I think he's the best point guard in the country. You'll hear a lot of disagreements about that, but I have seen Ball and Fox and Fultz and Dennis Smith Jr., and I would put De'Aaron Fox up there with the best. His speed, his quickness, he's so elusive. He doesn't charge very rarely, going full speed into that basket. He can get a shot off anytime he wants. And he's starting to make that mid-range and even hitting some threes. So when you got those three freshmen who were kind of feeling their way against UCLA in December, now seasoned players. And one other thing that Kentucky's getting that they haven't got much during the year until the tournament was their bench play. I mean, Hawkins has been terrific. Hawkins is now starting to turn heads. I mean, this guy is just defensively hitting shots and filling. You know, they can play three guards. They can go small, even play four guards when they want to. So there's more flexibility, more options, a deeper bench, and a seasoned freshman since that UCLA game. Now, Greg, UCLA is awful good. We saw that. We saw that at Rupp Arena in December. And their freshmen have gotten better, too. I think everybody remembers Lonzo Ball, how he was able to distribute. The surprise player for me in that game was T.J. Leaf. And you got Welsh and Leaf hitting shots and moving so well, very agile, big guys. It's going to be a test, not just for Bam on that front line, but, you know, I would like to see Wenyen start playing a little better, get in there with that energy and defense, rebounding. Humphreys come off the bench and contribute. They're going to have to play maybe one of their best games. And you hate to put that pressure on Kentucky, but, hey, it's time to step up. I really don't think they played their best in the tournament. They had spots. Of course, Northern Kentucky game was very flat. Kentucky played a little better when they had to in their second-round game. But now they're going to have to play very well. I mean, you just don't limp into the Final Four. You've got to play a great game against UCLA and possibly North Carolina if they're advancing against Butler. So it's time for Kentucky to play their best, and they haven't done that yet.
Kevin, this is Jackson. With your background in college scouting and the work in the NBA, Friday's game presents a whole different type of view for a lot of NBA teams. You know, your average fan will be watching to see who wins that game, but there are a lot of NBA prospects out on the floor. What kind of estimations can be made from a matchup like this, where you're putting guys near the end of their seasons going up head-to-head against one another when they're, you know, battling for the same positions up there in the top of the draft, specifically Lonzo Ball and De'Aaron Fox?
Well, Jackson, that's why you're in this business, ask tough questions, right? That's a heck of a good question you just asked me. There is no question last impressions are as important as any in the eyes of talent evaluators. And you also want to see how players do when the big lights are on, when they're going against the best. And this certainly is the case for both UCLA and Kentucky and, frankly, North Carolina, too. I'm going to be in Memphis, and I'm going to be watching these things, how these matchups play out, who gets the best of one another. And it's not an individual game. I mean, you know, let's say Monk has another bad shooting game. I want to see what he does when he's not making shots. How, you know, is he taking it to the rack? Is he playing good defense? Is he helping the team on the boards? Is he staying positive? Is he not worried about his own individual talents? So it's sometimes really good to see a player that's not playing well in what he does. Of course, we'd all like to see him play well and give it their best and evaluate that way. But this is a terrific environment for me to be at and all the NBA teams. Some, you know, will go to these games, and some will be in a conference room watching it with others. In our case, with the Lakers, they like us being at the site, so that's why I'm going to be there, and I'm fortunate to be able to take this in. But it's going to be really easy to evaluate in an environment like this, because when a guy steps up in crunch time, this is what you expect from a player when he gets into the NBA, because you're playing against the world's best, and you can't take a night off. You can't have a bad game. And if you do, like I just said, Jackson, I want to see other things. What can they do to remain out on the floor to help their team win?
Just tuning in, we're talking with Kevin Grevey. He's our guest on Wildcat Wednesday, former UK All-American. Also had a 10-year career in the NBA as director of scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers and a color basketball radio analyst for Westwood One. Kevin, we got about a minute and a half left. Tell us what you think Kentucky's got to do to get a win in a really tough game Friday against a very talented UCLA team.
Well, in most cases, I would say you got to try to slow UCLA down. They score more points and shoot a better field goal percentage than any team in the country. But that's not what Kentucky wants to do. They're just fine with that fast pace. I think they prefer it. I think UCLA only runs off of missed shots, blocked shots, and turnovers. Now, if Kentucky can shoot a good percentage, now UCLA has to take the ball out of the net and try to get their fast motion in gear. Well, that ain't going to happen. If Kentucky doesn't turn the ball over, which they haven't been doing much lately, which is terrific and a real credit to Coach Cal's ball club, they're not beating themselves with turnovers. UCLA can't run out on turnovers. Block shots, I wouldn't worry about. I think you still got to take it to those big guys, try to get them occupied, get them in some foul trouble, and that's where Fox and Monk and Hawkins and Bam got to do a good job attacking the rim. And then finally, I think Kentucky has shown a really nice stretch towards end of games defensively. I think forget about pace of play in this case, because Kentucky's going to want to run as well. They're going to have to play really good team defense and know that those big guys, you got to get out on them. You got to protect the three-point shot, force them off of that three-point line, and let them try to drive. And that's where I think Kentucky can do a good job defensively.
All right. Kevin, great stuff as always, man. I always appreciate you giving us some insight from a guy that's played at the highest level and still sees guys all over America with your scouting job with the Lakers. Enjoy the South region in Memphis this weekend.
Well, thanks. You and Jackson got good jobs, so do I. So God bless.
That sounds good, man.
We'll talk to you guys later. Take care, fellas.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care, buddy. That's Kevin Greavy. Former All-American, I think he's like fourth or fifth on the all-time scoring list. That did not have the three-point line when he played, or he probably would be maybe two, possibly even one. But, of course, if they had it when Dan Issel played, he'd probably be number one so far ahead. Plus, both those guys only got to play 3 years. Freshmen did not get to play back then, so probably 1-2 Issel Greavy if they had the three-point line. And they got to play 4 years. Well, we got to take a break, but stay with us when we get back. Lots more to talk about. UK football had their spring practice starting back up yesterday. And lots more about LeVar Ball. Never boring with him. Next on Sports Talk.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com, free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, cloud cover begins to increase. By morning, a freeze warning in effect. Low 30. Tomorrow, some sun back after a frosty start to your day. Low 60s. By Friday, some sun and warmer. The high near 70. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to 1250 Sports Talk. It's Wildcat Wednesday brought to you by BurgerFi. And we just got done talking with the former UK All-American and 10-year NBA veteran and director of scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers, Kevin Grevey. And if you ever miss that, if you missed that or any of our other shows this week, you always catch our podcast at 1250sportstalk.com, or the easiest way is to follow us on Facebook and or Twitter. And you can find us on Twitter or Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk, and it'll automatically come up in your feed. BurgerFi is always our sponsor, Wildcat Wednesday, and they're also helping provide a little incentive for you to check them out. We want to know your score prediction of the Kentucky-UCLA game Friday night, and who will be the leading scorer for UK, and how many points will they score. The winner's going to get a $25 gift card to BurgerFi, so you can go crush some burgers. I've already had several contestants post on our Facebook page. Troy Hutchison, he's got the Cats 78-71, and Troy's got Malik Monk scoring 23, leading the Cats. Curtis Ham has the Cats winning 79-75, Monk with 23. Chad Carter, 86-79, Kentucky. Fox with 22. Bob Littrell, he's going to have the Cats winning 82-74, but he's got Bam Adebayo leading with 23 points. So it's going to be interesting to see, but you've got until obviously Friday at game time to get your prediction in. So just go to our Facebook page, 1250 Sports Talk, and you can put your score and leading score for UK and how many points they'll score. Well, it's NBA decision time. We announced yesterday that Jared Allen is going to test the waters but not hire an agent, go to the NBA Combine in Chicago, do some workouts with some NBA teams. Lots of other talented young players making some decisions today, Jackson Reams.
Plenty of other talented young players on teams that are not in the NCAA tournament anymore, which makes me oh so happy. Duke has found out that their phenom, Jason Tatum, the freshman, will enter the NBA draft, and he will not be returning to school, considered probably a top five NBA draft pick for next season. Now, there are some other questions for Duke. I've heard that junior Grayson Allen and sophomore Luke Kennard are unsure of what they're going to do on NBA draft decisions. You still have Harry Giles, who had a very rough freshman year because of knee injuries he has had in the past, really just was never able to get on track. I don't know if a guy like Harry Giles returning to school would help him, or if he should just go ahead and go to the draft. Then you had, I guess those would be the biggest names on their team. Amil Jefferson's a senior, so he'll have to figure out what he wants to do. So he's already graduated. And then Louisville had a couple of guys announce that they're going to test the draft waters. Three guys who said they will put their names into the draft, but none will hire agents. Donovan Mitchell, the junior guard, has announced he is going to put his name in. He's a guy that's probably considered a first-round draft pick, maybe even top 20, so good chance he might stay in. Dang Adele, who's a sophomore kind of swing man on the wings, is putting his name in. And then junior Jalen Johnson is also putting his name in, a guy who averaged just 8 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. I have a feeling they may see a couple of those guys back at Louisville next season.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, Donovan Mitchell comes back. We talked to Rick Bosa yesterday from WDRB Television in Louisville, and he said if Donovan Mitchell comes back, he thinks that they'll be a top five team preseason. So Donovan Mitchell's outside shot got a lot better this year, and so he is a baller. I'll be surprised if he comes back, but if he does, watch out for those Louisville Cardinals, which I don't like to say. But this week, they'll be watching the NCAA tournament, same place you and I will be, on the couch.
They will be watching on the couch. Duke will be watching it on the couch. I don't know of any others that really excite me that they're out of the tournament already, but after this weekend, there's going to be a lot of teams watching from the couch. Hopefully, Kentucky will not be one of them.
Exactly. Well, we told you that UK started their spring practice again on Tuesday, and Eddie Graham met with the media and gave us an update to let us know that Drew Barker was out on the field.
Well, there's not a whole lot coming out of the first practice after spring break for spring practice of football, but Eddie Graham did have some good news. He said that Drew Barker is getting more reps every single practice that they've been going out there. Also said that, you know, Kentucky really just wants to take their time with him. Said there's no reason to rush him because they don't have to play any games for, you know, another 6 months or so. So they're going to see how Drew feels. I think they're doing a great job of sticking with him, talking to him, seeing how he's feeling during practices. And let's not forget that although Steven Johnson had the job and led Kentucky to those 7 wins last year, The Wildcats are going to be without Boone Williams. They're going to be without Jeff Badette. So the passing game is going to have to improve significantly. Steven Johnson had some issues throwing. Drew Barker's biggest strength is supposed to be accurate throwing. So there could be more of a quarterback competition than a lot of people think. A lot of people ready to hand it just over to Steven Johnson. And I don't think we're quite at that point yet.
No, I agree. We just got to, you know, get better all the time, and I'm glad that Steven Johnson is back, and competition is good for everybody. UK baseball team, they're still on a roll.
They are. They just won their 8th straight game yesterday by winning 4-3 at Western Kentucky. We've talked about in the past the issues that the baseball program has had, not only with in-state opponents, but specifically with Western Kentucky. So always very important for them to get wins, especially on the road against an in-state opponent. Their 8th win in a row. They're now 16-6 overall and ranked in at least three polls up to this point. They're set to host Ole Miss this weekend in their first home SEC series after getting that sweep on the road at Texas A&M last weekend. And it was a bit of a nail-biter here for the Cats. They had a 4-0 lead through the fourth, but Western was able to add 3 runs over the next few innings, including 1 in the 8th, and Kentucky left the bases loaded in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, couldn't get any runs in, but were able to hold on and get the win. Nick Mangione just continues to impress with how well he has this baseball team playing right now.
Well, as a new coach, man, that's just huge, getting off to a good start, and he has definitely done that, so we wish him continued success and hope we'll have good weather as they open a homestand here soon. Well, you know, the Sweet 16 was high school. We didn't talk a lot about it last week, unfortunately, because our local team, Scott County, got beat the first day of the tournament, and so with all the NCAA tournament going on, we didn't talk much about it, but, you know, a few years ago, Dominique Hawkins led Madison Central to the state championship, and he got a scholarship out of that play from John Calipari. This year there was a player, his team didn't win the state championship, but a prominent head coach there from the D1 level was there, and this guy, man, he jumped up several levels of where he's going to be playing college basketball.
Well, the school called Scott, just that's all they're referred to, I believe Northern Kentucky is where they are, had a superstar, Jake Omer, who came in and led his team to a couple of wins, sort of an upset just because they weren't expected to get very far. He had 106 points in 3 Sweet 16 games, which I believe may have been like third all time or something, including a 41-point game to lead off the tournament for Scott. And he earned himself an opportunity that he likely was not going to have otherwise. Coming into the tournament, he was considering Division II Valdosta State and NAIA University of the Cumberlands. But after the Sweet 16 and that huge effort he had, he got himself an offer to Western Kentucky University. Rick Stansberry was in in attendance at the state tournament this past weekend, has a son who plays for Bowling Green, the eventual state champion, and saw Jake Omer's Scott team play against Bowling Green. Think that was in the semifinals, maybe. And he was so impressed by Omer that he went and offered Jake a scholarship. And on Monday, he announced on his Twitter page that he was going to attend Western Kentucky University. And really cool to see that although maybe people aren't quite paying attention to the Sweet 16 as much as they used to, it can still mean quite a bit to individuals out there.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, man. It's a great thing. My brother Darren, just, it was kind of funny. I've told the story before after he led Tate's Creek to the state finals. First time in Tate's Creek history they've ever been to the state tournament. University of North Carolina called the house, wanted to talk to him, but he was already committed to those Hilltoppers. So sorry about your luck there, Phil Ford, who called. Well, that's going to be a wrap for Sports Talk. Join us tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. as we'll get you caught up on all the latest day sports. For Action Jackson Reams, I'm Greg Horn. Good night.